So we all grow in change in miraculous ways. And RUU Calm Church Home is no different. What an honor it is for me to chair our stewardships committee this year as we embark on an exciting time of growing together and watching the seeds of change take root and bear beautiful fruit. We are blessed at UU Calm in so many ways. We have a new, lively, and loving minister who, along with her wonderful family, is making Midland her home. A great church building and landscaping that is so lovingly tended. Hardworking staff and beautiful music every Sunday at the hands of our enormously talented music directors, Scott and Sonia. There is so much life in our church community, from our groups and programs that are offered to the priceless gifts of fellowship, outreach, and personal growth. How does our church serve you? I had to ask myself that same question. And my answer in a nutshell is that this church gave me life when I thought I couldn't go on. I know it may sound dramatic, but that's exactly how I have felt over the past 17 years as a new single mom walking into the doors with my infant son, Alex, trying to find a church home for the two of us, figuring out how to navigate a town and community where I wasn't sure I fit in. And in this journey of many years, the two of us have received friendship and support and the opportunity for us to grow into ourselves. It was in the process of receiving so much that I realized that giving back is where my soul was really fed. I found myself teaching children in religious education and eventually becoming the director of RE because it kept me connected and close to my son every Sunday. And I learned about myself and reaffirmed my values as I taught the children. And the gifts kept coming. In my most recent time in RE, I have seen our children, and yes, they're ours, growing in ways that are encouraging for all of us, learning what it means to live our principles, and that's not an easy thing, figuring out that our church home is a place of safety, friendship, and where all ideas are acknowledged and honored. What hope there is in knowing a new generation is learning these values. Our children are learning how to be stewards as they figure out how to help and participate in church events and those in the larger community. As the stewardship chair, I had to understand the money aspects of all this. So I had a meeting with John Coleman and Tom Hull, and I was really shocked. Their information opened my eyes to a startling reality that I want to share with you because it motivated me to increase my pledge by 85%. What shocked me was to find out that our endowment that was generously given in years past will not be here if we don't get the pledges that we're asking for this year. What does that mean? Well, it means that we won't have our nest egg if we continue at this rate. And so in about 8 years, we won't have a fund to draw from because it will be depleted. And that's how pledges are important. They help us as a church to plan the budget and to know what we're going to have to spend so that we don't have to draw from the nest egg. And trust me, I looked over the budget and the numbers are so trim. We're so resourceful and frugal here. We need your help. Each one of us can help in ways of time, treasure, or talent. Any contribution, encouragement, and effort to help will nurture the seeds of the past and help create more growth for our future. Spread the word. Share your joy for this church. I sing in the choir where we laugh and we have fun and we learn. And each Sunday, I teach classes, not each Sunday, but I teach Sunday school classes for RE and help around the church in other ways. I'm fortunate that this church offers me a place to house my counseling practice and serves as a welcoming environment for my clients. This church is my home, as it is yours. It has been a place for me to make some of my closest friendships, find the love of my life, grow as a person, and feel supported as I struggled or celebrated my successes. Whether you attend belly dancing classes or yoga here, share in our vegan vegetarian potlucks, grow as a gardener and maintain our church grounds, participate in book study or Tree of Life, teach RE, nurture your creative side and attend a summer arts and film festival, or attend a Buddhist retreat or parenting class, or just bliss out listening to music and immersing yourself in worship service. You receive, and in the spirit of stewardship, we are called to give. In what ways do you receive from our church? In what ways can you give? It is in nurturing our church home and family that we can continue to see it bear beautiful, life-giving fruit.
Thanks, Mom.